There's another form of what could be called immunotherapy, which are a group of drugs called checkpoint inhibitors. What are those?
So checkpoint inhibitors are antibody treatments that were initially evaluated in academic centers. So the two individuals this past year who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, one of them for the identification of CTLA-4, that was Jim Allison, and Takachu Hanju won it for the identification of PD-1. These are proteins that block immune cells from working. Companies developed antibodies that target those proteins, and they can rejuvenate the immune response to cancer. What's been pretty clear to us over the last decade is that a considerable number of individuals generate their own immune response to their own tumor that over time loses steam, and eventually the tumor wins out. And these checkpoint inhibitor antibodies, by blocking these checkpoint proteins that are important in the ability of the immune cells to lose steam, rejuvenate that immune response and allow you to use your natural immunity to reject the tumor.
When one thinks about prevention of tumors in general, all of our immune system is constantly surveying our bodies to avoid or get rid of possible tumor cells.
So I think that most of us now believe that you probably have had a tumor for a very long period of time in a very microscopic element that was being successfully controlled by the immune response until it wasn't, and that's when it becomes obvious to you. But these probably are present for years under some successful immune control before they're not. And they're not because the immune system exhausts itself over time. And these checkpoint inhibitors basically put a brake on that exhaustion, allow the cells to work again.
The intriguing concept is to have your own immune system really keep all sorts of diseases in check. And when that process dissipates, when the immune system, you use the word exhausted or otherwise stops working, tumors and other kinds of diseases become apparent.
Correct. Correct. Checkpoint inhibitor therapy, which is targeting PD-1, PD-L1, CTLA-4, there are six antibodies now commercially.
So six different drugs that are available now, all that come out under the guise of checkpoint inhibitor drugs.
Correct. They work about 15 to 30% of the time. Perhaps in metastatic melanoma, they may work a little bit more successfully, maybe 50 to 60% of the time if you combine two drugs. And that's what Jimmy Carter got for his metastatic melanoma in the brain as treatment. And he's now in remission. But because they only work in 15 to 30% of the time, there's been a lot of active work, including at UNC, where we have seven or eight open trials and a successfully large genomics effort to try to figure out why some patients respond, the majority of patients don't, and how to increase the responders and how to figure out how to make this therapy more effective in the non-responders.
There are side effects of checkpoint inhibitors. There are many of them. Can you list a few of those for us, please?
Yeah, so they are typical side effects that you would see for other autoimmune type diseases. So again, we're kind of reinvigorating your immune cells to recognize your tumor, but they also are reinvigorated to recognize some part of you. The most common is thyroid dysfunction, which leads to low thyroid function or hypothyroidism. That happens in about maybe one in five patients. But you also can see lung inflammation, immune-mediated, kidney problems that are immune-mediated, colitis or diarrhea that's immune-mediated, and liver dysfunction that's immune-mediated. And all of those are seen in perhaps 5 to 20% of individuals getting this treatment.
There's a consequence of depressing one's immune system, and there's a consequence of revving up one's immune system.
Correct.